We will be re-rolled from the 1st of April, or redesignated, to be a specialised infantry battalion, and we will be looking to conduct defence engagement tasks in Africa, more than likely, and it is likely that we will be deploying a persistent presence to operate in high-threat environments.
One Scots are going to become specialised infantry. What is that?
So specialised infantry, and this is kind of emerging as we go, is very much a bespoke capability to conduct capacity building, i.e. technical assistance, training host nation security forces to be better at what they do. And that is why we're using the term specialised, because the smaller size of the organisation and the more niche kind of capability. So in broad outline, the three kind of roles will be capacity building overseas, contributing to UK understanding of these regions which we might deploy to, and also contributing to any contingent operations that may happen there. But to be very clear, this is basic infantry soldiering done to a high standard.
It's really a fantastic opportunity for the soldiers who want to see the world and really develop their careers.
Absolutely. The soldiers that are in One Scots and deploy in operations of One Scots are going to get exposed to a broad range of operational experiences working with multiple different armies, I suspect, and they will bring that experience back to them, and then they will then redistribute that experience as and when they get posted to other battalions or as training staff at any of our training depots. So they're going to have, you know, quite a rich and interesting time, I suspect, within One Scots.
You've now done the soldiers' brief, you've just done the wives' brief. How do you think everybody's feeling about it?
I think people are very sanguine about the change and accepting of it. But what we have to do within One Scots, and certainly for me, is to aggressively over-communicate what's happening, what the likely impacts are, which is why it's been so important. We have the other battalions in the regiment, 2 Scots in Pennycook, 3 Scots in Inverness, 4 Scots down in Catterick, and Balaclava Company in Edinburgh Cross, to brief the soldiers on what the options are if they cannot stay in One Scots because we're downsizing. But also really important that the wives understand what's happening and how it impacts on them, which is why I'm pretty keen that our wives get to go and conduct any recces of these other areas so they can actually come back and give ground truth on what is there in these new locations.
You mentioned downsizing, and the figures were from 560 in the battalion down to around about 300?
Yeah, that's correct. So we'll be going down, we'll be losing in effect about 260 places, and they're going to get redistributed amongst the other battalions in the Royal Regiment of Scotland. They'll become regimental reinforcements to bring their numbers up, because as part of the refine process, they've been established for an extra 3 platoons in each rifle company, i.e. 2 Scots and 3 Scots.
And for those that then want to stay with One Scots, your destination is going to be Aldershot.
Yeah, that's correct. So in 2019, it's likely that we'll move from Palace Barracks in Northern Ireland to New Normandy Barracks in Aldershot. And it's a brand new barracks. It looks very smart. And again, a kind of new location for the battalion. But it's not the first time either of the antecedent battalions were based there about 102 years ago. So, it's old ground for the regiment.